We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. Out where the wild things are. Oh, yeah. Covered horse ripped, wild as the devil. I knew I had to move back east. Say goodbye to my brother at the end of that summer. But I knew. Hearts on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's in now like gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, they're built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Where the wild things are.
All right, little Luke Combs on a Hodag weekend at 98Q Country at 8:02. We'll get to the news and talk a little sports now. We got our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens, nice enough to join us. Good morning to you, Mike.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how are we doing? How are we handling the heat and the humidity down there in the southern part of the state? You guys good down here?
We're getting ready for it. The good news is the place I'm calling from today, we got a new HVAC about 10, 11 months ago, so it's going to be tested today for sure.
All right. Well, it was a beautiful day at AmFam Field yesterday. We had our 98Q bus trip down there yesterday. It wasn't a good day for Brewer fans, but, man, this guy from the Pirates, he's throwing darts and he's throwing hard, and he's a pretty impressive little rookie pitcher, isn't he?
Yeah, well, you and your listeners and sponsors got to see an historic game in terms of that pitcher. That kid that was on the mound starting for the Pirates, his numbers right now compared to some other guy named Nolan Ryan, Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Paul Skeens. He's just 22 years old, born in Fullerton, California. And he's a classic, you know, the old Don Drysdale, big dude kind of build. 6'6", 235 pounds, and he can throw the ball 101, 102 miles an hour. He's got the fastest average right now, 99.9, when he throws the fastball. He's now 6-0 after yesterday's win. He pitched a no-hitter through 7 innings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like they do now, these managers, Craig Counsell used to do that from time to time. He had a no-hitter going to the seventh, but he had over 100 pitches thrown. And then, you know, they pulled him and put in a relief pitcher, so he didn't get a chance to get the full no-hitter. But he had through 7 innings. And, you know, he went through the first 3 innings, got up to about 63 pitches, then made some adjustments that, you know, Pat Murphy was really impressed with. And just kept fanning those Brewer batters yesterday. So he's going to be in the All-Star game already on Tuesday night. I think he's like one of the youngest players in the history of baseball to make it to the All-Star game that fast after being drafted. He may even start for the National League.
And he's thrown as hard as 105, is that right, that I heard?
105, that's what one of the things that they said, yeah.
Wow.
They clocked him one time at 105.
A good old-fashioned Roger Clemens, Nolan Ryan, rare back, let her fly, maybe a little breaking pitch in there, but nothing fancy, huh?
Right. You know, and you know, just a screaming fastball, and then he got even better as the game went on in terms of just where he was putting it, you know, in the strike zone. And, you know, Yelich just shrugged his shoulders because he went 0-for-4, you know, I think he beamed one player. I think he got beamed Hoskins. But other than that, you know, he keeps the bases clean, and he's going to be something to watch.
Yeah, Brewers at home this weekend before the All-Star break. Quite a year for first-year coach Pat Murphy. And what's it? You're around him a lot covering the Brewers. What's he like? He just seems so laid back and personable. He has great quotes. What's it like being around him?
Do you ever hear him be snarky? Some of these, you know, clips that we play, because I'll tell you, the kind of guy he is, Joel, is like, if you were one of the reporters, he'd come walking in and he'd recognize you as somebody new or different. Do I know you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you got to check your badge or something. And then, you know, he'd ask you your name and you tell him it's Joel. And then he'd say, oh, okay. All right. Where are you from? Okay. What's with the shoes? Where'd you get? Is it, you know, your shoes are untied. I mean, you know, does your mom do that for you? Or?
Nice socks.
Okay,
he would just get you. He would just get you.
I'm just asking. Yeah. And at first you think, this guy's a jerk. You know, just go ahead and start taking questions, man. But he does this to everybody. And by about the third or fourth time, he's got you laughing in stitches. Mm-hmm. And because you watch him do it to other people because you know what's coming. And he does it to the players. And he's just, but he did something the other day that was kind of inspirational. The Brewers came back from a road trip. They're at home against the Pirates, a team that's struggling to get above 500. And they clobbered the Brewers 12-2. They had five home runs. They had one grand slam in the game. Brewers couldn't get anything going. They looked tired. And so the next day, that young Brewers team came into the clubhouse. When they looked in their locker, there was a Brewer blue T-shirt hanging in the locker, and in script writing in gold across the chest, it said, "Undaunted, undaunted." And so, you know, he lets us into his office for these pregame press conferences. Most guys, like Council, did it on the bench in the dugout, and there's a big gathering of media and all that. And we all kind of squeeze into the office, but it's great for me because the sound is better in there.
Yeah.
But we, you know what? I think he does this because he doesn't want the players to see all these media people around him. You know, when you get on the field, you focus on your BP, you focus on, you know, getting warmed up, and, you know, he does his talk to the media with the door closed inside his little office there down the hallway. So he says, you know what, we said, what's with the T-shirts, you know about this? Yeah, that's my idea. Yeah, after last night, I thought, how do I want them to come in the next day? So he said, the word undaunted just came in my head, so we looked it up, and he gets out a dictionary and reads it in front of us, to not be intimidated in the face of a challenge. He goes, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, that's it. So he had these T-shirts made up in less than 24 hours, yeah. Undaunted. They went out and played one of their best games of the year that night. They won 9-0, got a couple of home runs, kept the bases clean. Tobias Myers, their young rookie pitcher, doing really well, off to a good start, had one of his best games of the season. And then yesterday, they kind of ran into a buzzsaw with that Paul Skeens kid, you know, pitching the no-hitter. But that was an interest. Besides being kind of the class clown guy, that was the motivational guy.
He seems old school, and it seems like if he was allowed, he might have a cigar in his mouth and a beer in his hand in the dugout.
Yeah, and he loves telling old baseball stories,
too. Yeah, very fun, very fun. A great marriage between him and a young team that just needs to kind of be loose. So here come the Cubbies. Cubbies are doing all right. The Cardinals aren't going away. So I think this is going to end up being a pretty decent race once we get to the second half after the All-Star break.
The Baltimore Orioles are a good team. They just got swept by the Chicago Cubs in Baltimore.
Hmm.
And Cubbies beat them last night 8-0. Cubs have won 4 in a row. They've won 6 of their last 7. And finally, they just seem to be finding that gear, finally, with a veterans team. So I called a buddy of mine who covers them for the Score down in Chicago. And I said, you know, I got to tell you, the last time the Cubs were here, and I'm in Council's office post-game, you know, in the visitor's clubhouse, which is still strange to be talking to him over there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he looked lost. And the thing is, I said, that locker room in the Cubs, it was not only flat after the game, it was flat before the game. Hmm. You know, you could just, you know, it was crickets in there. And I said, he looked like a guy who was in, like a first-year manager ever. Not first-year, you know, in a new city. Like he was running out of answers. But suddenly the light has come on, and those guys are, you know, are now finding groove and getting things going. And I said, how can the Brewers be in first place with, you know, this... ragtag team of guys. He goes, you know what? The Brewers scouting department does a better job, like, internationally. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll bring in a player wherever he's from. And I go, you know, you're right. Because there's, like, one kid that they brought in was from Nicaragua. I mean, so at the end of the day, it's this Matt Arnold, who's the GM, and maybe David Stearns before that, and the years they build up. But the Brewers scouting department is doing their job. They've got some great scouts, and they find kids, and they bring them in from all over. Yeah. And they're not afraid. You know, there's two or three full-time interpreters in there, but they get the best players from the world.
I heard a nickname, Murphy's Maulers. I heard a nickname the other day, so I don't know if that's going to stick or not. So, hey, right. A big race down in Slinger for those of you who like racing and all that stuff. The guy who won it was disqualified. That didn't happen too much, and it's a pretty big race too. What happened there?
It was their biggest race of the year, the Slinger Nationals.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday night. You know, they've been doing this for years. And Dale Earnhardt raced there. Dick Trickle was a famous racer there. So Andrew Morrissey is, you know, in the prime of his career, and he's zipping around there in the quarter track mile. Tuesday night, place is packed. They get some national attention. Slinger Nationals. And he gets a checkered flag. And so, you know, the folks all go home. Lance Allen's a buddy of mine. He kind of tweeted out some of the final results. About 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, Dave Coleman, who writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, covers racing, he posts, hey, we got a change. The new winner is Brad Muller, and he was in second place. He got elevated first, and that's because they do these measurements of the car after the race, and the judges and officials found that this Morrissey, you know, took the checkered flag. The measurements of his car were just a little bit outside the standards.
Uh-oh.
Not necessarily cheating, probably just some sort of like a mistake from his crew. And so the guy who won, so he broke down in tears. Because it's like, I've been coming here for 30 years, and finally, you know, not only do I win a race here, I win the Slinger Nationals. So,
yeah.
You know, strange, but there's always some kind of a drama like that in racing, isn't there? It just seems that way.
Have you been
to that racetrack lately?
I've driven by it, but I haven't seen a race there, no. That's quite a place, though. Quite a place.
Well, it's a fun thing. They used to do a crazy DJ race, Joel.
And
I remember it was about 25, 26 years old, working for a station in Milwaukee. They said, hey, we want you to represent the station. Go up there and drive. Like, seriously? So you walk in, and, I mean, you know, you're walking through the pits, and then they say, yeah, go see, you know, car 57. And here's a guy who, you know, might work in a factory or something, but he's put thousands of dollars into this stock car, got it all painted up, maybe got some sponsors, local guy, and he, you know, races there every Saturday or Tuesday night. And then they put a helmet on you, they put a suit on you, and they show you how to, you know, change the gears, and you're inside this cage of a car. And the first year I was in there, maybe they had 10 or 12 cars in the race. I finished like 9th or 10th because you know why? All that time you've been driving at 16 years old, you drive defensively.
Yeah.
And it takes a while, a few laps to say, you have to flip a switch
and
drive aggressively.
There's no pedestrians out here. I'm good, yeah.
Right. So the next year I got was way more aggressive. I thought about that race for the whole year, and I finished like 2nd or 3rd. There were some guys we had that, you know, had their own custom helmets, like, you know, they were racing all the time, but they were still on radio. And then my sales manager, a guy named Nick Williams, he borrowed some guy's car. He put on the suit, put on the helmet, and he smashed the guy's car into the wall.
Oh, no.
I'm like,
That's not good.
All the money this guy's put into it, and he just got out, shrugged his shoulders, and, sorry, man.
Last time you'll race there. T-minus 56 days till the Packer opener in Brazil, by the way. All right, mark your calendar there, Mike. Thank you.
We will.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Mike. Have a great week. Talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Clemens. He's our 98Q sports reporter, and he joins us each Friday morning right around this time, 8 o'clock, to talk about all things Packers, Brewers. He's in the locker room. He's hanging out with Pat Murphy and all that stuff, and we could talk with him for hours, and we may do that more down the line somewhere. Let's get you updated. Twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden facing reporters last night in his first solo news conference in 8 months. Many of the questions focused on his future and whether he should still top the Democratic ticket in 2024. Here's ABC White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
While he said he has full confidence in his Vice President Kamala Harris's ability to be president.
From the very beginning, I made no bones about that. She is qualified to be president. That's why I picked her.
He made clear he would only reconsider his decision to stay in the race if polls show he has no path to victory.
At one point during the news conference, Biden accidentally called Vice President Harris Vice President Trump. The Republican National Convention begins next week in Milwaukee, and Donald Trump is yet to name his running mate, but he will be nominated. AT&T revealing the third-party cloud platform was targeted by hackers. Records on customer phone calls and text messages were taken, but the content of that information was not compromised, they say. This is ABC News. A key witness expected on the stand today in the New Mexico trial of Alec Baldwin, facing a year and a half behind bars after the gun he was holding on a movie set went off, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
The armorer from the Rust movie set is expected to take the stand as Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial enters its third day. Prosecutors plan to call Hannah Gutierrez to testify to grill her about the shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Gutierrez is already serving an 18-month sentence for failing to secure the gun. Today, she's expected to plead the fifth.
That's ABC's Danny New. No word on whether Baldwin will testify or not in his trial. It's expected to continue through next week. Dollar General needs to gather up a lot of dollars to pay off a new fine, the company agreeing to pay $12 million and promising to upgrade safety rules in a deal with the Labor Department. A recent study found more than 200 people were killed or injured at Dollar General stores over a 10-year period. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A new report examined the rollout of the 988 mental health crisis line in each state, including Wisconsin. The revamped National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is nearing its second anniversary. While the report from the mental health advocacy organization Inseparable said progress is needed, it noted the change was a critical step toward providing better care. For Wisconsin's operation, the findings show the call answer rate is 77%, below the desired level of 90%. Abigail Spangers, executive director of the La Crosse Lighthouse Peer Run Respite and Warm Line, noted, quote, 988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently, because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check, end quote. She pointed out in some cases, the caller is simply looking for someone to talk with. The report found nationally, more than 80% of calls to 988 are resolved over the phone, and for those who require mobile response teams, 70% are resolved in the field. I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers avoided no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff, and he really did. He did a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command. Composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your Price County Senior Dining Menu for Monday, the 15th. We've got old fish sandwich on Monday with lettuce and cheese, potato soup, and coleslaw along with fruit. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. All your meals include bread, butter, and milk. For more information on Price County Senior Dining, you can reach them at 715-339-2158. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of isolated thunderstorms. It's going to be warm and humid tomorrow, too, with a high of 87 and a heat index pushing the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with ETL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I know a lot of you walleye anglers out there have the forward-facing sonars and you're seeing suspended walleyes, but you're not getting them to bite. I'll tell you how you can catch them, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
The forward-facing sonar allows you to see those suspended walleyes, but getting them to bite is not always easy. Steve Bissett, God rest his soul, was one of the best at targeting walleyes on the tournament circuits. I've been out on the boat with him many, many times, and what he did was work hard at it. This guy changed crankbaits until he found out what triggered those fish. He fished deep ones. He fished shallow. He fished them on boards. He would troll them on trolling boards. But he'd use snap weights to get down the smaller ones because sometimes you have to get down deeper to get to those walleyes, but they want a crankbait that has a smaller profile. For that, you needed to use a snap weight, and that's what he did. But he was constantly changing lures until he found out what it was that was going to trigger those walleyes that were suspended and get them to bite. He would see them on the sonar. I mean, nowadays you got it made. You got the forward-facing sonar to find them. He would see them on his down-facing sonars, and then he would target them with the crankbaits and just keep changing, changing, changing until he found the one that worked. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Outdoor News brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention, please.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
I know it's a drag. I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down. I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunsets like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Open sky, glimpse of heaven. Take the top off the CJ7. Let that surfside sand and a wind mess up your hair. Let that windshield frame the ocean. Radio keep coast to coasting. If we don't get where we're going, baby, I don't care. I'm already there. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile.
Country.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Baby, your song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. In this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. And strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. Well, baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise.
Florida Georgia Line, 98Q. I run a little bit late on the birthdays here, so let's get right into it. Birthdays and cake time, let's do it.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker, sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, get busy, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, celebrity, then our local ones here. If you're celebrating on this 12th day of July, you get to share your day. They get to share the day with you. Topher Grace, the actor from TV's That 70s Show and others, is 46 today. Christy Yamaguchi, the skater who won the Dancing with the Stars competition in season number 6. Christy Yamaguchi is 53 today. Lisa Nicole Carson, the TV actress from Ally McBeal and ER, celebrating a 55th birthday today. Who else? Who else? Mel Harris, the actress from TV's 30-something and So Right, is 67 today. Cheryl Ladd, the actress from the 70s. She was a pinup model back in the day, and by that I mean that was back when they had the posters and the kids would put them in their rooms. And yeah, Cheryl Ladd was 73 today. Is 73 today. Jay Thomas, the radio DJ who went on to do Mr. Holland's Opus, A Smile Like Yours, Murphy Brown. He was on Cheers. Born on this day, 1948, past 2017. Richard Simmons, Mr. DeLamille himself. The exercise guru who hails from New Orleans. Has been mysteriously out of circulation since 2014, but he did a few months back kind of make a public statement saying, I'm all right. I just don't want to be in the limelight anymore. It's what he said. Richard Simmons is still going at 76 today. Bill Cosby, the once loved actor. Stand-up comedy. The Cosby Show. He went through all that sexual assault stuff. And what I understand is that he's a free man now, is what I've heard. That he got his case thrown out in some small court, and I'm sure he's still being monitored. But it was a horrible way for people to have that end, because Bill Cosby was... It's funny. It's funny. It's hard to watch the stand-up stuff now from Bill Cosby. I can't do it. 87 for him today. Milton Berle, the comedian and host known as Mr. Television. 1908 he was born. He passed in 2002, did Milton Berle. And George Washington Carver, America's first, well, among his many other achievements, the African-American invented peanut butter. George Washington Carver. He invented peanut butter. Died in 1943, born in 1864. All right, local birthdays and anniversaries. We have Wyatt Hinton, who's celebrating today. And that's from Dad and from Liam and all the other relatives. The whole family there. Wyatt, happy birthday to you. Celebrating tomorrow, actually, but we'll let you have the whole weekend there. Happy birthday to Nikki Week, who's celebrating a birthday also today. And that is from Grandma and all the loving family there. Nikki, happy birthday to you. Dixie Gray is celebrating a birthday today. From your friends and family, Dixie. That's actually tomorrow, but again, you can have the whole weekend. Another one for tomorrow is Eli and Gabe Sutton are celebrating birthdays tomorrow also. So Eli and Gabe, happy birthday to both of you from the family tomorrow. Here we go. Let's put them all in the box. And let's give away a cake courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One. That's the high-tech sound of mixing papers. Here we go. The winner of the cake is going to go to a young lady who celebrated on Monday. And we're going to give that birthday cake to Cheryl. Cheryl Christensen, you got yourself a free cake courtesy of the Bakery Department at Super One. Congratulations.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden facing reporters last night in his first solo news conference in 8 months. Many of the questions focused on his future and whether he should still top the Democratic ticket in 2024. Here's ABC White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
While he said he has full confidence in his Vice President Kamala Harris's ability to be president.
From the very beginning, I made no bones about that. She is qualified to be president. That's why I picked her.
He made clear he would only reconsider his decision to stay in the race if polls show he has no path to victory.
At one point during the news conference, Biden accidentally called Vice President Harris Vice President Trump. The Republican National Convention begins next week in Milwaukee, and Donald Trump is yet to name his running mate, but he will be nominated. AT&T revealing the third-party cloud platform was targeted by hackers. Records on customer phone calls and text messages were taken, but the content of that information was not compromised, they say. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee is taking a good long look at the universities of Wisconsin. Committee member James Langdon suggests it may be time to undo the 1971 merger between UW-Madison and Wisconsin's other state schools.
1971 was 53 years ago. A lot of water has flowed over the dam since then, and conditions have changed.
The 18-member panel will spend the next several months talking about declining enrollment, funding levels, and graduation rates. Bail is set at $10 million for a man who police say killed a man in Columbus on the 4th of July after a bar fight. A judge ruled Jonathan Luna is a flight risk otherwise, since he bought a bus ticket to Texas right after the killing. Luna is due back in court next month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A new report examined the rollout of the 988 mental health crisis line in each state, including Wisconsin. The revamped National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is nearing its second anniversary. While the report from the mental health advocacy organization Inseparable said progress is needed, it noted the change was a critical step toward providing better care. For Wisconsin's operation, the findings show the call answer rate is 77%, below the desired level of 90%. Abigail Spangers, executive director of the La Crosse Lighthouse Peer Run Respite and Warm Line, noted, quote, 988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently, because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check, end quote. She pointed out in some cases, the caller is simply looking for someone to talk with. The report found nationally, more than 80% of calls to 988 are resolved over the phone, and for those who require mobile response teams, 70% are resolved in the field. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose the series to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pirates 1-0 yesterday. Pittsburgh taking the series 2-1 and ending the Brewers winning streak at home. After winning the last 9 series at AmFam dating back to late April, the Pirates may have the hottest young pitcher in baseball right now, 22-year-old Paul Skeens, who threw a no-hitter for 7 innings, retiring the last 16 batters in a row. Pat Murphy says the kid made some adjustments to his game around the 3rd inning to keep batters guessing.
Well, he definitely adjusted. He realized where it was going. 63 pitches in 3 innings. He realized, okay, I got to do something a little different, and he did. And that's when you got to get hits off him. You know, credit to him. That was the story of the game. He was dynamite.
Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate, as some of Skeens' fastballs were clocked at over 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, to his credit, he started filling out the zone, and, you know, you got to make guys make decisions, and, you know, he did a good job going deep.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of isolated thunderstorms. It's going to be warm and humid tomorrow, too, with a high of 87 and a heat index pushing the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yeah.
Laughs all morning.
We laugh.
Music all day.
98Q Country.
Telling me what I got coming in the morning, I already know. I got some feel-good pills and a red Gatorade by my bed, ready to go. I'm gonna do my best to dance with every girl in this bar before they shut it down. Then I'll pay my
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories.
You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. And now I'm in this cold, bright light, and this don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying just to stop the hurt, 'cause I don't have the only woman who was there for me religiously. Remember watching you play me our song on guitar, I thought I'd marry you. Act like I'm happier now, but all of my friends know that ain't the truth. And lately life's been good to me. Mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change. That don't mean nothing, 'cause now I'm in this cold bright light, and this don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying hard just to stop the hurt, 'cause I don't have the only woman who was there for me religiously. You brought me to God and I put you through hell. You were all about us, I was all about myself. What kind of man would lose a woman like that? If my soul could be forgiven, I would give it all back. Now I'm in this cold, bright light, and this don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, begging God just to stop the hurt, 'cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. I ain't got the only woman who was there for me religiously.
All right, Bailey Zimmerman, he's a Hoday guy this weekend, and his song called Religiously. Tomorrow, the Santa's Elves Foundation is having a two-person best ball tournament at the Park Falls Country Club, and you're invited to come out. My son and I are going to be out there golfing in that, so I hope you'll come out. I think you bring an unwrapped toy for the Santa's Elves Foundation, and I think it's $50 a person for the event. Give a call to the Park Falls Country Club if you can find somebody who can put up with you for a day. Did I say that out loud? 9 holes of golf is all it is. It starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Park Falls Country Club, and a great organization, the Santa's Elves Foundation. They put smiles on so many kids' faces at Christmas time. So give a call to the Park Falls Country Club, and it's a two-person best ball event. You just might get up teamed up with me tomorrow, and then you can giggle at my inability to hit the ball straight. We'll get to our shopping show savings. We've got Gray standing by, and we're going to talk a little shopping show coming up after the 9 o'clock news.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is known for her comedic turns on Seinfeld and Veep, but when the new dramatic movie Tuesday came about, she jumped at the opportunity.
I was immediately intrigued because it was so out there. It's really sort of a magical fiction-y adult fairy tale, and I thought, okay, I'm going to take this leap.
Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill. Our award-winning golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. All of our upcoming tournaments are listed on our website, westwoodsandtrap.com. Have you been out to try the new items on our menu? Our appetizer menu boasts beef tenderloin tips, ahi tuna, duck wontons, and more. We also have a great selection of fresh salads, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, and don't forget about our homemade pizza. We have been told it is the